We basically just bought milk and then gave it away for free, just to promote what a great product it is and to try and get the message across that it shouldn't be cheaper than water.
And I mean, at the moment, how are farmers on the Isle of Wight finding it with the low prices?
Yeah, it's crippling, especially for the Isle of Wight dairy farmers, because we have to pay extra haulage because of that little stretch of water for inputs as well as on things that people buy from us. So things like cake that we feed for the cows is more expensive, and all the other inputs that we have to bring over from the mainland.
And I know you yourself and your family have a dairy farm. How's it been for you?
Yeah, it's been crippling, to be honest. The prices were never projected to be at this point. I don't know how the statistics to hand, but it's the lowest point they've been for a very long time. Last month we got paid 17p per litre. Our cost of productions are around about 29.30, which is quite average for the UK. So we're sort of clinging on by our fingernails. But I mean, I know farmers in the island that have already planning an exit strategy, and we are, to be honest, getting to that stage now because we can't continue to slip further into overdraft and borrowing more money just to supply a product for the supermarkets to devalue and sell cheaper than water. When people, I do believe the general public are behind the farmers. I think that we had such a lovely response from people yesterday, and seeing social media that people do want farmers to survive, and they want to see cows in the field and grassland, and they want to support cows, especially buying a product that you can't get the product, you can't get milk without looking after cows properly with proper bedding and proper feed, proper vet care. So I think the general public are totally behind us. I think the problem that we have is the fact that it's used as a loss leader and seen, and the product's been totally devalued.
What can people do then? Because you say you've got the support of the public. How can they help you guys?
I think that they can just all, and it's really hard. I know it's really hard for the general public because of the way the milk is pitched in every supermarket. But all they can do is just challenge their local supermarket manager and just say, look, we want to pay more. We want a peace of mind to know that the correct money is going to the person that's looking after all those cows. So I think that they can always support British by all of their buying behaviours. The red tractor logo is very important to look out for, especially and for us to buy cheese, butter, cream. Make sure it's all from the UK. It's all got the red tractor logo on. That all supports us. But in direct help for the milk price, it's just making sure that the supermarkets know that maybe the ones that are devaluing so much with special offers just don't go there, because that. But it's supply and demand. If you don't buy cheap milk, they'll hopefully address the problem.